Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that Ron DeSantis has inspired some brand new controversy. Why? Because of something that he said about the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. It's not surprising that Ron DeSantis, who is obviously running for the opposite party's nomination, and has been very, very critical of Vice President Harris for a long time. And by the way, you ever hear people who are enthusiastic about Kamala Harris who aren't getting paid for it? I mean, seriously, it's just one of those things where she, not quite as much as George Santos. George Santos can unite the whole country. He can bring all of America together and get this guy the heck out of Congress. And but in terms of enthusiasm for Kamala Harris, the polls all show this. She has lower ratings than Biden, which is scary because if anything happens to Biden, if he's not careful on his bike, I mean, come on, she is one heartbeat away. I guess it's several heartbeats away, but it's still awfully close to the presidency of the United States. In any event, Governor DeSantis has issued a new attack on Vice President Harris, and we will cover whether he has gone over some kind of red line with that particular attack.
No.
Okay, also, they're doing the Democratic convention this year in Chicago, and I talked about this since Bill McGurn in the Wall Street Journal wrote a column about how dangerous that was, given the amount of crime in Chicago, disorder in Chicago, and the historical memory for people of a certain age. If you hear about Chicago and convention, you think about one particular convention that took place in August of 1968, and it was a nightmare. There were cops who were injured. There were demonstrators who were injured. The Yippies, as they were called, that stood for the Youth International Party, came to Chicago to demonstrate against the Democrats because the Democrats, despite the fact that there had been two Democratic candidates who were very critical of the Vietnam War, Eugene McCarthy first, the senator from Minnesota, and then after he had a very successful run in the first primary in New Hampshire, Robert Kennedy, no, not this Robert Kennedy, not the anti-vax Robert Kennedy, the real Robert Kennedy, the one who was killed in 1968. In any event, people were upset about the nominee. They didn't like the nominee. They came to Chicago by the thousands, as summoned by Abby Hopfen and Jerry Rubin and other people who became known as the Chicago Seven. And they had a lot of street demonstrations, and then those street demonstrations turned into street battles with these Chicago cops. And it was a nightmare, and it was horrible. And it made it virtually impossible for the Democrats to win the presidency that year, because they're associated at your convention, while everybody's trying to rally behind the, quote, happy warrior, Hubert Humphrey, what you're seeing in the streets is bloodshed. And, okay, I mentioned this because they're having the convention in Chicago again, and given the fact that people are warming up demonstrations now, last night there were several people who were injured because there were pro-Palestinian protesters who were demonstrating not in front of the Israeli embassy, not in front of some Israeli restaurant. We spoke a little bit about the food wars that are going on about people trying to boycott either Israeli and sometimes just Jewish restaurants. But they were actually demonstrating in front of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. Now, is this signaling to Joe Biden that unless he basically betrays Israel and betrays his commitment to fighting terrorism and the most evil terrorists in the world with Hamas, unless he abandons that commitment, they're going to keep demonstrating and keep making trouble. Last night there were multiple arrests. They were blocking the entrance to the building. They were chanting, singing songs, and fighting with police. Here's what a little bit of it sounded like last night with the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas demonstrators clashing with D.C. police outside of the Democratic National Committee. 12.2. Okay, this was not a good scene. And there was a hysterical woman who tried to explain what exactly she was protesting about. Listen, clip 12.
We're outside the DNC. We're outside the Democratic Party headquarters because this party claims to be on the side of life and peace and equality. And we're saying that we want them to live up to their values and oppose this horrific war and call for a ceasefire.
Okay, they're beating up protesters. The protesters sound pretty aggressive, though they did break into song. Okay, which side are you on? Anybody want to be on the side of Hamas? Really? No, no, think about it. Because this is the fourth war they have started. And all of their, and again, you think of the literally billions of dollars they have spent on weapons and rockets and destruction and building tunnels and holding hostages. They just had, as Miri Eisen talked about, one of the hostages, was pregnant and when she was kidnapped and she just had a baby. And they're talking about in the hospital that Israel now holds, they had signs that the hostages had been there. They even found one hostage body of a 61-year-old woman. The front page of the New York Times, Israeli soldiers on Wednesday stormed the hospital Al-Shifa, searching its corridors and rooms for evidence to support Israel's assertion that the sprawling medical complex doubles as a secret military command center. By the way, it's not just Israel's assertion anymore. The U.S. has confirmed that our intelligence intercepted some audio transmissions that revealed that, yes, Hamas was operating out of Al-Shifa Hospital. We'll get to that. Over the course of the day, Israeli troops hunted for weapons and interrogated those they found inside, according to both Israeli officials and Palestinians at the hospital. But by the way, there was no injury, there was no cost of life in taking over the hospital because the troops that were there were remarkably professional about it. We'll get to more and the U.S. joining with more evidence of our own. And basically a terrific series of ideas on how to deal with bigotry and anti-Semitism on campus. More coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Reminding you to take the opportunity to sign up for our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's biggest events in the perspective of our past and our future. Go to michaelmedved.com.substack.com, michaelmedved.substack.com, and sign up today. It is fresh, free, completely free, and uncensored. Talking about the reports about the Israeli occupation, and this is an occupation of Al-Shifa Hospital. It's not an occupation that's stopping any medical procedures. And in fact, the Israelis, we played a satire on the BBC yesterday after the BBC got the message entirely wrong. Israel was coming into the hospital not looking for or trying to arrest or to harm Arab speakers or doctors. They were bringing with them Arab speakers and doctors to make sure that none of the patients of the hospital suffered unnecessarily. The New York Times report, and it's by Patrick Kingsley and Iyad Abu Hawaila, says that the early morning raid, the raid on Al-Shifa Hospital, over the course of the day, Israeli soldiers hunted for weapons and interrogated those they found inside. The early morning raid was seen by both sides as a watershed moment in the conflict capable of shaping the pace and extent of the war. Israel says Al-Shifa in Gaza conceals an underground military base and has presented its capture as a key metric of Israeli success. The Israelis also say that Hamas's use of the hospital highlights how the group defends itself with human shields, which is defined as a war crime and a major war crime. Hamas and the hospital's leadership have denied the Israeli assertions. Well, of course they have. Al-Shifa, they say, is nothing other than a medical center and sanctuary for thousands of people uprooted by Israel's strikes on Gaza. For Palestinians, the Israelis' military focus on a major hospital when such facilities are typically off-limits during times of war is proof of its disrespect for Palestinian life. 18 hours after the raid on the hospital began, the Israeli military released photos and video that backed its assertions. It distributed images of 13 guns that it said its soldiers had discovered in the hospital, as well as a statement saying that the military had found a military command center in the hospital's MRI unit. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, who has been one of the leading spokespeople for the IDF, displayed caches of guns, ammunition, protective vests, and Hamas military uniforms, some of which he said had been hidden behind the MRI machines and others in nearby storage units. So the New York Post ran some of these pictures on the front page, and good for them. Apart from a gunfight outside the hospital at the very beginning of the raid, there were no reports of clashes with Hamas gunmen at the site. In a statement, Hamas dismissed the Israeli account as a fabricated story that no one would believe. Well, the United States of America and our intelligence apparatus not only believe the story, but they have reinforced it with their own report in the Wall Street Journal, a report by Nancy Youssef and Warren P. Strobel. The U.S. assessment that Hamas and other Palestinian militants were operating within Gaza's largest hospital complex was based in part on intercepted communications of fighters inside the compound. The signals intelligence was among several pieces of U.S. gathered information, and it was among the information that led the White House and the Pentagon to announce this week for the first time that the U.S. believes Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, also known as PIJ, were using Al-Shifa Hospital as a way to conceal and support their military operations and hold hostages. People familiar with the matter declined to provide more details, but stressed it was based on several streams of data and was collected totally independently of Israel. The U.S. hasn't been able to determine details of Hamas's alleged operations at Al-Shifa, including their size and scope, or whether the group's fighters are operating inside the hospital at the moment, underground, or both. U.S. official said. The U.S. has said it has also picked up intelligence about other hospitals. Israel has said Al-Shifa's grounds sit atop huge underground complexes, and a command center used by militants and the Israeli military have begun conducting operations targeting it. Hamas denies using the hospital for military activities. Considering what they did, and we know that they did it because they took pictures of it on GoPro and published them to the world, and there are literally thousands of eyewitnesses. When you look at what they did on October 7th, why should anyone believe that they would shy away from using a hospital as a command center? Hospitals have special protections under international law, but under the Geneva Conventions, hospitals lose that protected status if an armed group uses a hospital to commit acts harmful to the enemy. In releasing its own intelligence assessment that Palestinian militants were using the Al-Shifa hospital, information that was declassified this week, the Biden administration buttressed Israel's arguments for its military operation there. And look, technology is important in this battlefield, on every battlefield, really. Another highlight from the Wall Street Journal, under the heading, Technology Helps to Carry Out Sweeping Assault on Militants, Dateline the Negev Desert in Israel, in a cluster of single-story buildings the size of small classrooms, commanders from the Givati Brigade, the main Israeli infantry force in Gaza, watch a bank of screens showing the real-time location of all Israeli and Palestinian forces inside Gaza, information they use to move around the troops and weapons and surveillance aircraft like pieces on a chessboard. This site near the Gaza border is a key node of a sprawling technological nerve center, receiving thousands of battlefield data points from drones, jet fighters, naval ships, tanks, and soldiers that has enabled the Israeli military to carry out a sweeping takeover of a swath of Hamas's stronghold in Gaza City in less than 3 weeks, with fewer than 50 troop deaths. So what about the political battles here at home? There are plenty of political battles, including one between Kamala Harris and Ron DeSantis. Is that a signal that Ron DeSantis is really running for vice president? Nah. We will get to that and to more coming up on the Med Ben Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. At the APEC CEO Summit in San Francisco, President Biden emphasized the positive impact of a stable relationship between the U.S. and China on the global economy.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining a fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Following constructive talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday, both leaders agreed to resume military-to-military channels to reduce the risk of miscommunication. A jury has convicted David DePape, who was charged with breaking into Nancy Pelosi's house and hitting her 83-year-old husband in the head with a hammer. He did so in an act of political violence. He was found guilty by a jury in federal court today. About 40 people were injured, with three in critical condition today following a commuter train crash in Chicago. Happened this morning on the city's north side. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Michael Medved show, I mentioned that there was more encouraging news for Republicans in a brand new Quinnipiac poll. That's from Quinnipiac University in New Haven, Connecticut. The Quinnipiac poll found that, and this was taken November 9th through the 13th, former President Trump leading President Biden in a hypothetical one-on-one matchup and leading President Biden 48% to 46%. Now, that's within the margin of error, and it's we're still talking about almost a year from the election, but this is the first time since February that Trump has been ahead of Biden in a national Quinnipiac poll. Trump also led Biden in a theoretical three-way and a theoretical five-way general election matchup. I'm not sure who they included in the five-way general election matchup, because the five-way, let's see, you would have, oh, in the five-way, you would have Biden and Trump and Robert Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West. And potentially Joe Manchin with the No Labels group. Trump's team, they report in Hotline, is trying to build on the GOP's recent gains among Latinos with a strategy in Florida that's aimed at voters of Cuban, Venezuelan, and Colombian descent. Colombian descent, we have immigrants from Colombia, not only because it's a place that is dominated by drug wars, lords, but also has the presence of rampaging, unsupervised hippos. That's what the Associated Press said. They have unsupervised hippos in the waters of Colombian rivers. And the hippos were descended from pet hippos that were brought by Pablo Escobar, the former Medellin drug kingpin. In any event, the new strategy for the Trump campaign is to liken his legal woes and his many court cases to the difficulties many Latin Americans faced under socialist and authoritarian rule. They represent a turn in his push to appeal to the fastest growing segment of the U.S. electorate. That would be Hispanic Americans. Trump chose to host a rally last week in Hialeah, Florida, in part because of its large Cuban population. Meanwhile, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's strong performances in the Republican presidential debates have won over several of the party's biggest donors and intrigued other Wall Street figures this week as she swung through New York seeking moneyed backers who want an alternative to Trump. Haley drew big names in New York events on Tuesday, among them a small meet-and-greet breakfast with financiers including BlackRock chief executive Larry Fink and an evening fundraiser co-hosted by Trump former economic advisor Gary Cohn. Remember him? Spencer Zwick, a longtime advisor to Senator Mitt Romney, is joining Haley's fundraising team. And over in Arizona, another strong break for Carrie Lake, who is competing for the Senate seat that is currently held by Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema hasn't made up her mind yet whether she is running or not. And there's a lot of feeling that if she does run, she wouldn't win because she's an independent. Lake is going to be the Republican nominee, almost certainly. And House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik endorsed 2022 governor nominee Carrie Lake, former newscaster, endorsed her for the U.S. Senate seat, where she would be running against both Kyrsten Sinema, if she runs, and Ruben Gallego, the Democratic and liberal congressman, who is presumably going to be the Democratic nominee. New breaking news under the heading, What They Found. The BBC was allowed into Al-Shifa Hospital and describes being shown three small stashes of Kalashnikovs, about 15 in all, ammunition and bulletproof vests. A lieutenant colonel says they also found military pamphlets, maps, and a lot of computers and other equipment. The BBC was not allowed to see the content of the laptops, but Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the IDF says they contain recent images and video of hostages. At the end of the day, this is just the tip of the iceberg, Lieutenant Colonel Conricus says. Hamas aren't here because they saw we were coming. This is probably what they were forced to leave behind. Our assessment is there is much more. We were talking before about back and forth between Kamala Harris and Ron DeSantis. It's actually not back and forth. It's mostly aimed at Kamala Harris. The governor, DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has filed a new appeal, sent out a new appeal to donors, and in that appeal, he threatens to send Joe Biden back to his basement and send Kamala back to her liberal homeland. This is described as a breezy turn of phrase that is his latest example of disrespect for the person who is one heartbeat away from the presidency. He's not alone. He's got a lot of company with disrespect for Kamala. The dog whistle wordplay comes as part of a larger excoriation of the Joe Biden campaign. He writes, the radical agenda of the Biden administration will be ripped up and shoved into a trash can when we send Joe right back to his basement and Kamala to her liberal homeland. Now, what does he mean? Is that California, her liberal homeland? Or is he talking about Jamaica, which is where Kamala's father is from? He's an immigrant. And then later taught at Stanford. Or is he talking about her mother's homeland, which is India? She was also an academic, taught at the University of California, Berkeley. This is not quite clear. And he says, we'll send her back to her liberal homeland. They won't be able to do any more damage to our country, our kids, or our future there, DeSantis vows. If she goes back to her liberal homeland, and that liberal homeland is California, which it actually is, she grew up in Oakland, how would she be stopped from doing any damage there? Well, she wouldn't be in power. On the campaign trail, DeSantis has expressed doubt that the octogenarian president will ultimately be the 2024 nominee of the Democratic Party, suggesting that Harris or California Governor Gavin Newsom may ultimately be the standard bearer. The governor has relished invoking Harris's name to galvanize his base. Back in August, the DeSantis campaign stole a page from a bygone talk show host, David Letterman, with a coffee cup and a t-shirt spotlighting 10 things Kamala Harris should focus her time on. 9 of those things involve closing the border. And the 10th, making sure Joe Biden doesn't fall. Speaking of which, there is more on Joe Biden and foreign affairs and the war in the Middle East. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
And we gotta say, we're not having that. We're not playing that.
Well, why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, we were talking about crime earlier in this show and the widespread public assumption that crime is out of control, is going up, is menacing all of our lives. Well, in Georgia, there is a former member of the legislature, Democrat, who is planning to sue Clayton County for booting her out of a vice chair position. Not sure even what that means. The reason she was booted from that position was because she was filmed screaming at medics who allegedly were trying to help her when they found her passed out and drunk outside of a sports bar. Not the kind of thing that inspires more confidence in our political class. Speaking of which, there is a great deal of attention from the political class and from everybody right now to what is clearly a dramatic rise in anti-Semitism. Deborah Lipstadt, who I've known for many, many years, Deborah is a former professor at Emory University who has been charged by this administration to be an international emissary opposed to anti-Semitism, to Jew hatred and persecution of Jews. And there's no question right now that there are lots of Jewish people, lots of Jewish students at major colleges and universities, including many of the Ivy League schools, who don't feel safe, basically, given the level of historical hatred and support for Hamas, who are stone-cold, bloody murderers and terrorists. And when that entire focus of Hamas is not only destroying the Jewish state of Israel, from the river to the sea, Palestine will all be free, not only determined to destroy the state of Israel, but to annihilate as many Jewish people as they possibly can. The Greenblatt of the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, was on MSNBC and spoke about the problem of anti-Semitism at colleges. Clip 4.
Do you see the leadership at some of these schools that you've been pushing so hard? Are they now finding the backbone you just described?
Well, they're only going to find the backbone if we hold them accountable. Donors need to hold them accountable. Students need to hold them accountable. And the federal government does, too. You know, last week we launched a legal call-in line, Willie, for students who've experienced this kind of discrimination. It's a violation of the Civil Rights Act, Title VI. Willie, we have over 150 cases we're now exploring. And let me tell you, the university presidents, they might not listen to some students, but when they run the risk of losing hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants, they're going to respond. 150 cases in a week, we're going to continue to hold their feet to the fire. And by the way, not just us, we shouldn't just wait for us to push for these cases. The Department of Education can be proactive about this and launch investigations. And, you know, other authorities like the IRS and even the FBI should look at the parent organizations to see, are they providing material support for terror? That isn't okay under any circumstances.
And he went on MSNBC talking about Hamas and its impact, surprising impact and popularity here in the United States, and particularly on college campuses. Again, Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League, clip 5.
The death of any Palestinian child is a tragedy. But the tragedy here, let's try to get causal and understand where does it come from. To think that Hamas is hiding their weapons and their fighters in hospitals and schools and homes? I mean, the level of cowardice of this organization that literally sends its terrorists into kibbutzim to butcher families whole cloth, then retreats to hide behind the sick and the wounded. I mean, the biggest sickness here is Hamas. So look, I want nothing more than Israelis and Palestinians live together in peace. But it will only come, and thank God Joe Biden has been clear about this, if both sides recognize their common humanity and if we finally dismantle this terror organization, Hamas. I mean, look, kid, as you know, what they say, Hamas spokespeople are on the record as saying they want to repeat October 7th again and again and again. I don't think it leaves Israel, and I don't think it leaves the West with much of a choice. Like, we didn't have a choice with ISIS. We couldn't let them continue to rape and pillage and murder in Syria.
Right.
We didn't have much of a choice with Al-Qaeda. We don't have much of a choice with Hamas.
And later he spoke about the huge March for Israel that occurred on Tuesday. And as I mentioned before, I'm very proud to say my daughter was there. My brother was there for part of it, and my California brother. And it was an amazing event and a huge attendance and spirit. This, again, is Jonathan Greenblatt speaking on MSNBC.
I was incredibly heartened. I mean, there's been so much darkness, and you talked about Rachel and the Goldberg Poland family, so much darkness. I think about these babies as young as 9 months, and the three-year-old children, and the elderly and disabled held, bound, and gagged in tunnels. It is indefensible to think that on college campuses they're tearing down these posters. And to think that in public places they're chanting river to the sea. And yet, I am so energized by yesterday. It was amazing. The kind of show of unity, again, you so rarely see. And again, no one's wearing masks. Everyone is holding hands. No one was arrested. It was peaceful and joyous, despite the danger of this moment.
Okay. Speaking about the danger of the moment, there was a letter to the editor from a university president and somebody who gets it about the dangers on campus. And the name of that university president is Ari Berman. He is the president of Yeshiva University, which is the biggest Jewish religious-based university in the world. It's also the home, Yeshiva University, of the Einstein Medical School and the Cardozo Law School. And Rabbi Berman, president of YU, says that last week I published an open letter that has already been signed by more than 100 other university presidents from a range of institutions offering moral clarity in calling out Hamas as a terrorist organization and distinguishing it from the Palestinian people who suffer under its cruel rule in Gaza. I believe three steps are crucial for any comprehensive plan to combat campus hate. First, University leaders must speak with moral clarity to help their pro-Palestinian students disentangle themselves from the evil of Hamas and foster more productive conversations on their campuses. Second, policies against hate speech on campus must be applied consistently. Calls for the genocide of Jews must be anathema, as hate speech toward other groups is. Third, student safety should become a factor in the college rankings of respected publications. The most effective way to keep students safe is to align the university's stated intention to protect its students and its desire for a higher national ranking. There's also something when it comes to a national ranking. The UN is not the answer, even with international rankings. And Nikki Haley on Fox News, who has been speaking, I think, more convincingly about foreign policy than any other candidate out there, had this to say about the so-called Human Rights Council at the UN.
If I become president, we will get out of the Human Rights Council. We would certainly not get back into the Paris Climate Agreement.
Would we get out of the UN?
We would get out of the World Health Organization. The UN, the only thing is we would defund the UN as much as possible. The only reason, Sean, you don't get out of the UN is we're one country of five that has a veto. And the number of things we were able to stop, China, Russia and Iran from doing with that veto matters. And so you keep bad things from happening. But we don't have to pay at the level that we're paying, and we don't have to be in any of those other organizations.
That was Nikki Haley speaking on Fox News, obviously. Next time on the MedVed Show, could we have a soft landing with the American economy and its turbulence? We'll talk about that with Steve Forbes next time. We'll also speak to David French about a campaign on all sides based not on love for candidates, but hatred for the other guy. And new movies, May, December, with Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman, and the latest from Adam Sandler, a fabulous film called Leo. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.